Welcome to Calming Anxiety with me, your host, Martin Hewlett. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist and a paramedic with over 20 years' experience. And these shows are a blend of mindfulness, meditation, and guided hypnosis to help you control and leave behind anxiety, negative thinking. So find a quiet place all to yourself now as we continue our week of coping with who we are, especially if we've recently faced a loss, no matter how large or small. Find a place to sit or lie down. Headphones on as well if you wish. Close your eyes and focus on the hypnotic, rhythmic rise and fall of each and every breath. Reaching out with your beautiful mind to intimately be aware of every subtle sensation as you breathe in, as your chest expands and rises to bring in all of that healing, life-giving energy. Feel your chest fill up and always be mindful of the moment between the in and the out breath, so that as you exhale, you feel relaxation, a release of tension and stress start to flow outwards from your chest to spread around your body and bringing a deeper sense of calm and stillness to every cell of your body. Relax completely now. Feel your muscles, maybe thinking about the ones in your neck, your shoulders or legs, and feel every fiber unwind, letting go of stress as you exhale and drift deeper and deeper with every word I say, every beat of your heart, just letting your thoughts settle as if your beautiful mind was being softly and gently cradled ever deeper into a natural state of trance. Relax and just enjoy this moment in time, just for you, for your thought, for your own unique personality. Relax and unwind and enjoy this one moment throughout the day to be safe and secure deep, deep down in your imagination. And as you relax further and further now, with every rise and fall of every breath, be aware that this day, this moment in your life is a gift, that time is finite, and you owe it to yourself, to who you are, to explore, to enjoy and embrace as much as you can regardless of the past or of the present pain that you are under. A small part of who you are will be ready to see the joy and beauty that surrounds you, even if it is brief, fleeting in its moment. There is so much joy and positivity that surrounds all of us every day. Should we only be prepared to look for it? To stop for a moment whilst outside and appreciate the breeze against our face, or the beauty and the infinite complexity in a small cloud that drifts overhead. The sound of birds singing in the morning. The sound of laughter from nearby. Do not punish yourself overtly. Seek out harmony and happiness, even for the briefest of moments. Between the rise and fall of every breath, find and examine one small moment, a memory, anything you wish that brings a smile across your face, a feeling of laughter. Every day, find one moment to hold on to, like a seed that you can plant in your subconscious to reignite your desire for a better future. To understand and accept, as humans, as sentient beings, we naturally focus on the negatives to keep us safe in future. But to move on, to learn, to leave behind, and be thankful that we took another breath when we woke this morning, and that we, on our own, have sought out mindfulness, peace of mind. And although we are not at our destination, we are on the right path. There will be setbacks. There will be other darker days, but the brightness endures, and we will recover, improve, and move forward stronger, more productive, more positive, and healthier in every aspect of how we see our world and the space we inhabit. Today is a gift. Do one small thing to improve your level of happiness, be it for 1 minute, 5 minutes, whatever you choose will be perfect for you right now. So take a deep intake of breath. Become more aware of the endless possibilities that await you outside in this beautiful world. Take another deep breath and fill your lungs up completely once more. Stretch out your arms and legs. Open your eyes. Smile. Think positive. Think productive. No matter how brief, have a fantastic day. Take care. I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow. And above all, my friend, be kind to yourself.